Limits on Lightstream loans.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, May the 2nd, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great day today. Sam Blackman joins us 7:25 this morning, noted Clemson author and historian. Second segment coming up next. That's where we get Zach Orr's thoughts on anything in the sports world, whatever he wants to talk about. We can get into today a little college baseball. I want to talk about Clemson's team meeting they had, what came out of it, and why they've won eight in a row since. And now we'll talk about national seeds, and now we'll talk about hosting, and now we'll talk about NCAA tournament and who's in, who's out. We're off this week with exams, but this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Florida State comes to town. And with that, the third to last weekend, second to last ACC weekend coming up. So we'll get to that a little bit. I have three top 25 college football polls, preseason polls to talk about. Preseason. The Athletic, CBS, Sports, and USA Today. We had Grayson High School had some commitments last night. Some of the top players in the country picking their schools. We'll tell you where they went. We can get into the NBA from last night. In case you missed it, just a thriller, an overtime thriller. LeBron and company go to Toronto, get game one, 113-112. In game two of the series in the NBA between the Pelicans and the Warriors, Steph Curry comes in, his first action of the playoffs, and helps lead Golden State to a 121-116 win. 28 points and 7 rebounds for Steph Curry. They take a 2-0 lead. We'll give you the schedule for tonight. NHL, Washington beats Pittsburgh 4-3, 2-1 lead for the Caps. And Winnipeg scores a touchdown, gives up two safeties, 7-4 win over Nashville, 2-1 lead for the Jets. I'll tell you where the other two series that are going on, what time they play tonight. Major League Baseball yesterday, Braves won 3-2 against the Mets. You know, you Braves fans love beating the Mets, especially in Citi Field. We can tell you that Yankees won last night in a thriller. Gary Sanchez, 3-run home run, top of the ninth. Yankees shut out the Astros, despite Jordan Montgomery leaving in the first inning. Tell you about how that game turned out. And, you know, it's time to start thinking, not quite time yet, but since we're biased and since the Yankees won 9 out of 10 and Boston's lost 6 out of 10, we can tell you that lead down to 2 games now.
10 out of 11.
And the Braves just a half game back of the Mets now. So kind of cool stuff there. PGA Tour is in Charlotte at the Wells Fargo, I should say. And a huge field there. Probably the biggest news, Tiger Woods' new irons called TaylorMade Phase 1, teed up Phase 1s. We'll see what comes out of that. I have over-under for you. NFL fans, we don't talk a lot of NFL, but I'll give you over-under for your teams this year, over under win total for your teams. And also, I have odds, Super Bowl odds. Kentucky Derby is this weekend. Get a little Cinco de Mayo Kentucky Derby. We talk about that stuff coming up. Got a lot to do today. Getting a little midweek action. The guy that is going to lead us, that is going to shepherd us through the show, the producer, the engineer, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, Mr. R24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, the oar that stirs the pot, and the author of segment two, second segment, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey Poller.
How are you, friend?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Couldn't be better. Very blessed.
That's fantastic. What'd you get into yesterday after 9 a.m.?
All chores in the morning.
Hate to see that.
Meaning dishes, laundry, clean the Traeger. The Traeger had a little issue because I had a little grease in there and lit it up. Had a little grease issue where it had a little flame up. But that was my fault because you had to clean it about every six or seven times. So cleaned up the Traeger. And what else to do around the house? You know, answer a bunch of emails, send some invoices, that kind of stuff. And ate lunch at the house. And then we went, had a long practice session yesterday.
Yeah?
Golf course. Yeah.
And how'd you hit them?
You know, man, just trying to get better. Just trying to always, you're always tinkering, man. You're always trying to get a little bit better.
The daily grind, huh?
Yeah, man, but it's fun. The weather was beautiful yesterday, man.
It was a lovely day.
That might have been the nicest day of the year.
So far?
Yeah, so far.
Hope it's not the nicest day of the year.
I don't know how it could be any better.
I hope it's like the 10th nicest day of the year.
Nay wind, nay humidity.
Yep.
Many it was more. Nice. What did you get into?
Yesterday wasn't bad in terms of days. I was able to get out onto a golf course yesterday.
Oh.
Hit some golf balls, and that was fun.
Yeah, how'd you hit it?
Well enough.
Good.
So that was really exciting.
Nice.
Well enough to where you're sleeping, like going to bed, and you're thinking about the shots that you hit that day.
Which is better than hit it so bad that you're going to bed and you're thinking about the shots you hit.
Thinking about, exactly. And then last night I got to go to see a movie with Kristen. We went to see the new Avengers movie, Infinity Wars, and it was mind-blowing. It was really, really good.
So you went to the theater.
We went to the theater. We went over.
What is the plot for Infinity Wars?
I don't want to give any spoilers out here.
Infinity Wars, I'm guessing now this is some sort of action.
You've seen any of the Avengers
movies? I didn't know it was Avengers. No, I hadn't seen any of it.
Yeah, it's following that storyline, and everybody seems to be in it, and it was really good. It's long, but it was really good.
I don't understand. Let me put it like this. Let me back away. I freely admit that my hobbies and my interests aren't mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I'm sure that someone could say, what? You care about where a high school kid chooses to go play football in college? Like, that's a big deal to you? I can, someone looking at me going, with the strangest look in the world, saying, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you following that? I can see that. I can see someone say, wait a minute, man, you go hit this little ball around this big field and in between these trees and over this sand and over this water and, like, you try to get in this little tiny hole. Like, what are you doing? But I just don't get superhero stuff. Who's in the Avengers? Like, not actors, but, like, who are the superheroes?
In the Avengers or the one last night?
Well, you know, who are the Avengers? Have I heard of these cats? Like, I know Superman, Batman, Robin, Aquaman.
Thor.
I know Thor.
You know Thor.
Yes.
You know Captain America.
Captain America, I do know, yes.
Yeah. You know, who else would you know? You know Iron Man. You know of Iron Man.
Right.
Actually, Spider-Man makes an appearance at some point.
Spidey.
Spidey is in this movie.
Okay.
You wouldn't know any of the women.
Isn't there like two major... There's like Marvel's comics and there's another comics or something?
And DC.
DC comics.
Yeah.
And there's two different companies.
They are.
And they own two different, like, who's with who?
So the ones you just named, the Spider-Man, or so the Batman, Superman, Aquaman, that's DC.
DC.
Marvel is the Thors and Captain America and all that kind of stuff.
I'll be honest with you, buddy. The idea that grown men and grown women write about Batman and Aquaman.
Sure.
And then make costumes that look like Batman and Aquaman. To me, that seems, and then make movies about it. That seems a little bit silly to me.
I have never been to a Comic-Con, but they are so wildly popular when those things happen around the country.
Does that not seem a little bit on the silly side? A little bit.
You know, from someone that doesn't do it, I'm sure it does. And I agree with you. It's just, it's an escape from what people do their everyday lives. And that's what they choose to do for their escape. Your escape is going to hit golf balls for 3 hours.
True.
It's the same kind of thing. They just happen to go to a gathering, or they sit down and they read a comic book for a little while. But I don't care. Last night was fun. I got to spend some time with the old lady.
Yeah.
And we got to watch the development of a storyline.
Yeah.
And it was a really good movie.
Texture said it's a $1 billion market, and that's Blake and Liberty said awesome movie, loved it. $1 billion market. I'm not doubting the validity of the money that's spent on it. I get it, man. I know there's millions of people that love it. I'm just saying, in my mind, here's what I have a hard time doing.
What's that?
Anytime that I'm going to watch some sort of sci-fi or some sort of stuff, if it can't happen in my world, in my life, like, what am I doing? I'm pretending.
That's the thing, though. You know, being able to use your imagination. When you were a kid, using your imagination was the best, right?
But I never really got into superhero stuff as a kid.
That's fine. But it's just a different... It's never going to happen. That's what's intriguing about it to me.
Really?
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
That's never going
to
happen?
No, it's a story. It's just a story for you to be entertained. That's what it is.
How come you don't talk about South Carolina's national championships in football?
Well, you know, that's not something I'm particularly interested in. This has legitimate storylines that you can care about and follow and really enjoy.
I put it up there for you, man. I thought you'd really go for that.
No. It's too early for that.
You know, I have several paradigms that I go with movies. For the most part, it can't have swords in it.
There is a couple swords in this one.
Nah, I'm not with that.
Yeah.
I don't like overacting bad English accents.
None of that.
Okay. And then it has to be able to have some sort of realm of possibility happening in my lifetime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is not the movie for you.
Yeah. Can't really see that really happening.
I think it's fun. There's action. Timely one-liners. I laughed. We were scared, and it was good.
You were scared?
Yeah. You get caught up in the movie, of course.
Oh, okay. Anyway, man.
Not only was the movie good, the people around us last night in this theater were just as good of a watch.
Really? They got into it.
The people that go to movies are typically, they can keep themselves, get your popcorn, sit there, watch the movie, go home. For some reason, we had the most animated group around us last night. One, a father and son to our right.
How old's the son?
He was about 5, maybe 6.
Oh, is that appropriate for the kid?
It's close.
Yeah.
But like probably like just under halfway through, the kid like gets sick and starts throwing up in the popcorn.
Oh, no.
And they run out of the theater and there's like throw up on the ground.
Oh, no.
So
bring out the sawdust.
Yeah, they brought out like this little powder and they're like sprinkling it theater staff
powder. Yeah.
During the movie. We got a guy with a flashlight because he can't see getting back to his seat from the 10 bathroom trips he made, and he's like trying to talk to the theater people during the movie. It was mess. It was an absolute mess.
I like watching it at home. That's good. Yeah, man. Look, if you want to be silly, be silly. That's great. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of like living in the real world. I'm not saying I'm right about it, and I'm not saying you're wrong about it or anybody else is wrong about it. I'm saying this is what I choose to do.
You can do whatever you want to.
Yeah, again. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it creates all this revenue and everybody's making all this money. Everything's great. I really do.
They've made a ton of money.
I'm sure.
So far.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
Green Lantern. Ant-Man. Isn't there an Ant-Man?
Green Lantern's DC. Ant-Man is Marvel.
Come on, man.
Ant-Man's getting another movie.
Yeah, great. Good for
Ant-Man
him. I hope he does great.
Wasp.
I just don't waste my time watching something silly.
It's not. Do your nephews and nieces enjoy it?
Nope.
They don't like superhero movies?
No, we live in a real world. we don't participate in fantasy land over there.
The Flylers with their pinkies in the air can't be bothered.
We're just not silly people. We.
So you've never viewed a movie that you've enjoyed that has been based on something that's not real.
Those nieces and nephews can't happen.
They don't enjoy the Harry Potter movies?
I've never been to a Harry Potter movie. No.
Oh, you've never read the books?
Never read the books.
My goodness.
Can't read.
Maybe some of the best books of our lifetime.
I'm sure, dude, look, let me be clear about this.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any problem with anybody else reading it. And I hope people really, truly enjoy it. Look, there's a lot worse things. I'm not going to get on you for liking Harry Potter. That's great for you. I'm going to get on you if you beat your kids or if you break into homes or something like that. I'm just telling you, that's bad. Going to Harry Potter movies is not bad. I'm not going to rip you for it. I'm just trying to say that I don't live in a world which I can sit back and enjoy that. There's not a single movie that I've ever been to that at the end of it, I say, well, that couldn't really happen. And I go, yeah, I thought it was great. It was great. Never. It's never happened.
So all of them need to be based on a real story for you.
Not a real story, but can happen.
So what can happen? What's the last movie you saw that was great?
Well, the Churchill movie.
That did happen. It was a true story.
It did happen.
Yeah.
My favorite movie's ever been, Casino, Goodfellas. That's great. That's, to me, that happens or can happen. I like it. Frosty Sea Dog said, how does he not like Game of Thrones? Never seen it. Might be great. Never seen it.
He won't watch it. There's too many swords.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm not a sword guy.
Great series.
I don't live in a world where there's swords, okay?
Swords? I
mean, there are swords, but just not people brandishing swords everywhere trying to have... The reason you have swords in movies is because it's dramatic. You go, he went over there. I don't like karate movies. I'm going to go watch a karate movie. Oh, it's so dramatic. Watch the action. No, deal. You know, I'll be honest with you, Zach. Not being into car chase movies.
What do you enjoy? Is it just, it's the mob movies? It's the mafia movies?
No, a little drama.
You're a drama guy.
Yeah, I like some drama. Give me some comedy.
But it has to be real drama.
I was watching the Yankees last night. My wife is cackling in bed over a movie that Chris Rock's in and maybe Adam Sandler, someone else is in. She's hackling. I've never heard of it. Just laughing like crazy. That's good. I like it.
You don't know what it's called?
Nah. But you know, man, give me the classics.
Texter gets in with you, Mickey. I'd rather watch Grass Grow.
Seriously, I mean, if it can't happen, what am I doing?
For every take you have on this show, there's always someone that will agree with you.
Yeah.
They will follow you to the gates of hell on this show.
Because in your mind, you think there's no way anybody could ever really believe that.
No, I'm just...
You're saying I say that because I said it, so they happen to agree with me.
100%.
No, I think that's people who actually feel that way.
100,000%.
See, in your mind, you think I'm wrong and nobody else can feel that way, but since I said it, they changed their mind.
No,
I think they really believe this.
I'm sure there are people that believe that because I just met one this morning. Right. But I'm also sure that because you said it, somebody agreed with it.
No, I just brought up a topic that they go, you know, come think of it, he's right.
You rather watch Grass Grow than watch The Avengers?
Yes.
That's craziness.
I'd rather sit in a room quietly and ponder a thought. Than to go watch grown men dress up in tights to pretend to be Ant-Man and have this superhuman strength.
Ant-Man was not in this movie last night.
Give me one of the characters I've never heard of.
One of the characters you've never heard of?
Yeah. Who had super X-ray vision and superpower or something?
I don't know if there's any X-ray vision last night.
Yeah. Give me a character I never heard of.
No, I don't even want to set you up for that.
Did you have Crab Man?
Crab Man was wildly involved last night.
Was he a Sparrow Man or something? Somebody could fly or something?
Yeah, Sparrow Man.
That's great. Good job, Sparrow Man. That's great. Honestly, good. Seriously, because I say, I hope people enjoy it, man. If people get joy out of it, it's not hurting anybody. I think that's awesome.
Sparrow Man.
Just don't expect me to come out and get Sparrow Man.
Mickey, I'm so surprised. You're a guy that plays Pokemon Go on your iPhone.
I don't know what Pokemon is.
You're always running around.
Never seen Pokemon. Looking
for Pikachus.
I don't know what a Pikachu is.
Don't lie to us. No.
Never seen it before.
You're always running around here.
Let me tell you about Lakeside Live.
Gotta catch them all.
No, I don't even know what catching means with Pokemon. I don't know how you catch them. Lakeside Lodge Clemson, new condo resort under development, Lake Hartwell. I've been there. It's awesome. The people involved in it are awesome, by the way. I can't wait to see what a game day is going to be like there because it's basically like a Clemson Hall of Fame meeting. All these former athletes are there. It's going to be awesome. You get the amenities of a great condo, the amenities of this great resort, and yet if you don't want to stay there for a night or two or 10 or 20, whatever, you can professionally manage this short-term rental program they have. So you can make money on your property, which is really cool. They've got this hot tubs and walking pool and walking paths and lobby bar and fire pits and meeting spaces, and it's really cool. They've got a small scale football field you can enjoy on game days for tailgating. Learn more about the motel service, learn more about the condo, learn more about the size and how many bedrooms you can have and all this kind of stuff to find out more about this great project. They're breaking ground now, and it's going to be here for 2019 football season where Clemson won the national championship. LakesideLodgeClemson.com. LakesideLodgeClemson.com. All right, here's what I'm telling you to get in a little better mood. I can't wait for segment two. In segment three, I'm going to tell you, I looked at three preseason football things yesterday. Clemson's the top two of all three. I pinched myself. I'm sitting around thinking, what a world I live in, man. How cool is this? That Clemson football is a national power for I don't know how many ever years in a row now. That they're a national championship contender, and for the foreseeable future, it's not going to stop. What a great world I live in right now. For a Clemson fan, like, you got to pinch yourself saying, really? Like, this is really happening right now? You see what I'm saying? You get that still? You kind of like had to talk yourself into saying, I can't believe this is happening. That's crazy.
It's an exciting time.
No doubt. All right, short break. You guys are having a blast at my expense.
Reality, man.
Yeah. We'll come back. We'll see what Beaver Man can do. He builds dams that dam up rivers and kills people. Whatever, man. The big villain. We got Green Lantern. What is Green Lantern's? What does he do?
Green Lantern has the ring, right? And they can use their ring to conjure up different images and different, you know, tools or whatever they need for whatever specific.
Can I get situation. One of those Reed's Jewelers?
No, I don't think Reed's Jewelers has those.
I don't care anything about it. No. Short break. We'll come back. Segment two right after this.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench? A trailer? Van life? Work truck? Motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for five consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
We're here at the Train Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, It's raining incredibly hard on this train ACU unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the room. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute, till you're back. Bang, bang, there goes your heart. I know you want it. Bang, bang, seat of my car. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute, till you're
back. Welcome back. Guarantee Foundation Specialist Foundation Repair Company in South Carolina. They have foundation repair services, Boeing Foundation, Walls Foundation, Settlement, tilting chimneys, sticky doors, windows. Let them take care of you. Get a free quote. Do that if you have any cracks in bricks or mortar or tilting chimneys or sloping floors. More, you know, maybe a big sign is your doors or windows might become jammed. So for the best when it comes to foundation repair, it's our friends at Canty Foundation Specialist, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Guys talking about the Ryder Cup, texter. And he said, you know, as silly as you pull for the Ryder, you pull for European Ryder Cup team. I don't necessarily pull for them anymore. But my point was that in a war, I pull for the United States, and I'd sign up if I could do anything I can. In a sporting event, I think it's okay to pull for other people in this thing. And I said, my point was that back in those days where I used to pull for Europe, because of my old job at Harbortown, I worked for 3 years there during the Heritage. I said, man, like those Euros are just better guys. They're less assuming. They weren't country club spoiled brats. And believe me, trust me, I'll tell you this, Zach, or you yourself, you'd rather hang out with the Euros than you would the country club kids with the self-entitlements and whatever. And the guy goes, yeah, you just like your elitist attitude towards people who watch comic movies. I don't watch them. I'm not an elitist attitude. Let me be clear about this. I want you to enjoy it. Go knock yourself out. Create commerce. You're creating jobs at these places and paying these people paying taxes and all. That's great. Knock yourself out.
Let me be clear about something.
I just don't watch it.
Do they have the seal of the European Union on their passport?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not...
I don't know. I hadn't seen her passport.
It's not a bald
Some of
eagle.
Some live here, by the way.
It's not a bald eagle. The seal of or the animal, the great animal of the United States.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
So if Jeffrey Dahmer played for the United States, you'd pull for him?
USA. In a sporting event?
Yeah.
Not a you know, harming people event?
Yeah. He'd win that.
Really? USA.
Really?
Always. All the time.
All the time.
You can't not pull for the U.S. here. This is ridiculous. I can't believe we have to keep circling back around to this.
Who is a who's a Jersey Devil that's a foreign guy?
As a foreign guy?
Mm-hmm.
Their last pick last year, the number one overall pick, Nico Hischier.
Yeah, good dude?
Love Nico.
Really, you love him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure.
Played all 82 games this year with a bum hand and wrist.
Man.
And still was second on the team in points.
Where's he from?
He's from Switzerland.
Good dude, huh?
Swiss, yes.
Nice. Okay, let's check
it. But if we go to war with Switzerland... Which will never happen because Switzerland never fights anybody.
Right. I'm all for you on that one. Bombing back to the...
USA.
Right, bombing back
if
to...
If the United States plays Switzerland in hockey, USA.
Good for you.
All the time.
Good for you.
Barium.
I have impeded into second segment.
You jumped right in there.
Yeah.
And then that's fine. You had to get back at this guy, and I understand that.
Right.
And if you, the listener, want to get back at Mickey Plyler here, at Mickey Plyler on Twitter... at Mr. Warrior 24, if you want to exchange pleasantries with me, I'd love to do that. Always a fan. If you want to call in, you can do so on our Northland Communications phone line, 864-654-ROAR, 864-654-7627. And of course, our text line, which is already active this morning, we appreciate that interaction. 986-1566, that's our health care text line. at 986-1566. So aside from, you know, the improbable and the non-reality when we talked about movies for the first segment and Mickey took his upper crust and,
and
put his pinky in the air and couldn't be bothered, I did want to talk about one specific thing that I think will be interesting to you. Something that we have talked about a couple of times, but never in this sense because it's never, frankly, been brought up before. Last night, Heather Dinich of ESPN wrote an article out of Scottsdale, Arizona, about the American Football Coaches Association. The Board of Trustees voted unanimously on Tuesday in favor of an idea to allow athletes who sit out a year per the current NCAA transfer rule to gain that year of eligibility back if they graduate from the new school. Meaning, a player transfers. They obviously lose that year of eligibility, and then they can, if they graduate, do that two-year graduate program, and they're on track to do that, that year of eligibility comes back. They can play an additional 2 years. Thoughts?
I don't mind this.
Really?
Yes.
Because then you're playing for 5 years, essentially.
Yes.
That's a lot of time.
It is. I don't mind this.
I'm stunned by that. I thought you would be kicking the door down of commissioner offices and just losing your mind about this.
So in theory, you could play 2 years at Stanford.
Yeah.
Transfer to Notre Dame.
Yep.
Sit out a year at Notre Dame.
Yep.
And then play...
Two more years.
You can't play 5 years.
In theory... Yes, you could, by this rule. Yeah. Uh-uh. This would open the door for transfers to play for 5 years instead of the current four and give them six total years to play for five seasons if they redshirt before transferring.
All right. I don't like that idea.
That's what this would do. You could play 3 years, transfer, and then come back and play two more.
I thought that...
If you redshirted at some
originally
point.
Originally when you said it, because I hadn't seen the article. Originally when you said it, I thought you said, like, all right, let's say you redshirt as a freshman.
Yep.
Play 2 years at Stanford.
Yep.
Had to sit out a year at Notre Dame. I thought you could play 2 years there, and that way you could play a total of 4 years. I don't like the fact that you're going to get an extra year just because you transferred and graduated.
That's what this is reading.
So you could legitimately play five football seasons.
You could legitimately play five football seasons.
Because you're rewarding someone who transfers.
Yes.
What would it be like if, let's say... Who's the all-time leading rusher in college football?
That's exactly what I thought of.
Yeah.
These records, if someone can play 5 years, and you say normally, well, players that transfer aren't typically the best players. Well, Baker Mayfield.
Right.
Right? Baker Mayfield was a pretty good player.
Baker Mayfield could be coming back another year to Oklahoma.
Baker Mayfield could be coming back. Play for his 11th season. Exactly right. These kind of records would start to fall maybe a little bit easier. The unreachable ones, a little bit easier, a little bit reachable.
I would say I would be in favor of it in this scenario.
Please lay it up.
You redshirt as a freshman.
Okay.
Under the current rules, here's how it works. You redshirt as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
You play 2 years at Stanford. You decide you want to transfer back to Indiana, back closer to home.
Sure. So
transfer to Notre Dame. You have to sit out a year, and you'd have 1 year to play.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be willing to give you two because you've already redshirted, but the maximum you can play is 4 years. In other words, you don't have to miss 2 years out of five. You can only miss 1 year out of five. But I'm not, and that way, if you do go and you do graduate, you get the extra year. I get that. I'll tell you something that's hard about this rule, too.
What's that?
Is that it one of the hard, difficult things about being a college football coach now is in basketball and baseball is like roster management. So now you're saying, like, you don't even know what year guys are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't plan, like, right now we have four quarterbacks. Well, next year we have three or four, I don't know, guys transferring in, guys transferring out. You know, it's, like, hard to do. What year is he? Are we going to have him in 2020 or 2021? We don't know. I don't like them. I don't like where anybody, where some people can play 5 years and other people just play four. You sure that's what we're doing? I can't imagine they'd let somebody play five full years.
This is not voted by the NCAA right now. There's nothing in law about this.
Right.
But the article I'm reading on the Four Letter Network, Heather Dinich, trusted source. You can trust Heather Dinich with what she reports.
Uh-huh.
The American Football Coaches Association Board of Trustees voted unanimously on Tuesday in favor of an idea to allow athletes who sit out a year per the current NCAA transfer rule to gain that year of eligibility back if they graduate from their new school. This would open the door for transfers to play for 5 years instead of the current four and give them six total years to play for five seasons if they redshirt before transferring.
Don't like it.
So you're welcome to go look at that. You're welcome to go check me and my sources.
I'm not checking you. I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah,
Here's my point there, though. Tommy West years ago told me that he would be in favor of five to play five. So you do this. You do totally do away with any redshirt, any medical hardship.
Mm-hmm.
You got five to play five. You got five to graduate. You got five to do it no matter what. But there's no hardships, transfers out. You play five no matter what. I'd be much more in favor of everybody playing five than everybody playing four except the people who transfer and graduate and they get five. Why are we? I understand rewarding someone for graduating and giving them a fifth year of, another year of eligibility.
Yep.
But not at the expense that those that stayed with their program only get to play 4 years.
Sure.
So I don't like it at all.
I know. I knew you wouldn't.
You?
I don't like the change. I understand the idea that if you settle and become comfortable with what you're doing, you normally get passed by and you normally become stagnant. I don't think college football needs to be fixed. And there's a lot of rules and implications and things that they're trying to do to quote-unquote fix college football. I think you may enter the realm where you end up hurting college football. I think this may be one of those things. I don't think you need to give another year back to these kids.
Here, let me throw this out here, and here's why it doesn't make sense to me. Ron Dayne is the all-time – no, he's number two. Who's the all-time – is he number one? Number two.
Ron Dayne, I believe, is
– yeah, Ron Dayne.
At least in the Big Ten, he is.
No, the Pumphrey guy beat him this year. Got 60, he's all-time leading rusher. I didn't know that. Or 2 years ago. 40, 50, 60. I didn't know that. The San Diego State running back broke the all-time rushing record?
I have no idea. San Diego State.
Oh, no, no. Including bowl games. Ron Dayne is the all-time leading rusher in NCAA football history.
Yeah.
7,100 yards.
Heisman winner.
Right. Did it 96, 97, 98, 99. 4 years.
New York Giant. Disappointing New York Giant.
What would happen if a guy was close at the end of 4 years and said, you know what? I want to transfer, sit out a year, get that year back, play fifth year in order to break the record. Well, Ron Dayne played 4 years. And yet, you're going to let – so he didn't have the opportunity to go play a fifth year by transferring from Wisconsin to Southern Cal.
Sure.
So, but we're going to let somebody – break a record, may potentially transfer out to break a record. Here's one thing that we're doing in this whole transfer stuff. The idea, too, that we let these guys graduate and then they go to play fifth year or play as a graduate without sitting out. They're doing this because they're saying it from an academic reason. Well, if they don't have your major and you want to, get another degree or get into grad school, still want to play, if you have eligibility left, we'll do that. They're not making a decision based upon that. They're not. They're making it based upon athletics. So we're hiding behind this thing that, it's an academic thing. No, it's not. It's the fact that either I'm not playing right now or somebody's going to come beat me out right now or I don't know.
What if you never get the opportunity to play? That's what you went to go do, right? You wanted to play college sports.
Maybe. Well, a lot of people don't get the opportunity.
Sure. If you have an opportunity somewhere else, wouldn't you take that?
But go play somewhere else, yes. For 4 years, not five. somebody gets beat out, so we're going to give them a fifth year?
You play, you commit to a team, you commit to a program.
Right.
And you know what? Things just don't work out. Things, they just don't fit.
By no fault of your own, they change coaches and then they go to the option.
You can't leave?
You can leave, yeah.
So it's not a problem for you?
No, you can transfer out. You can sit out a year and transfer out. But we're not going to give you 5 years because the coach has changed. I'm not going to let you do something that Ron Dayne didn't get a chance to do. That Ricky Williams or Tony Dorsett or Charles White or Herschel only played 3 years. I'm not going to give – why? Just because we're going to go back and let you have your little deal?
Sure.
Because an extra year? I don't like that at all.
Well, I just thought I'd bring it to your attention.
Yeah. Hate it.
Clearly, we're off to a good start. Two segments in a row. You hate things.
Get off my lawn.
we'll try to do better.
I don't – hate other aspects of that. I mean, other aspects of our first segment.
We will try to do better in our third segment of the first hour today.
No, don't feel any obligation towards me, buddy.
Do you need to tell any of our friends out there about any sponsors of the Mickey Potter Show?
Sure, I do.
By all means, would you take that away?
Sure, I do. I talked to Will Hush yesterday. I didn't know this. Will actually plays golf.
Is that right?
Yeah, but he said because of 6 shoulder surgeries and 9 ankle surgeries and 4 knee surgeries and whatever, he hadn't been to play lately.
Is this the guy that can't shoot a shotgun?
Oh!
Is that him?
Oh! Fired one across the bow there, buddy. Good job.
I'm just curious.
This is a guy who said he would outshoot you blindfolded.
He shoots the old 410, right? Is that what he does?
No!
The old pea shooter?
No! Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to hear this text. I can't wait to read the text. Trail wants to build your home for you. They want to build, not your home for you, they want to build your building for you. They want to build your restaurant, your doctor's office, your school, your municipality, you know, your libraries or your city halls. I mean, look around, and I'd say that I go into a building that Trail has built 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 times a week. My bank, I go to my bank. They built my bank. The churches, a lot of student housing. You know, you probably lived in a building that Trail built.
Probably at some point.
You might not have known it. Look on their site and see this. Look, here's what I'm telling you. If you want to know how it goes, don't believe me. Trust me, but you don't have to. Go and ask someone that you know that they built for. I mean, yeah, like I could go to my banker and say, hey, man, how was your experience when they built this bank? Just ask. Let's say you're Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, whatever, you know. Just ask him, Catholic. Hey, find someone, they'll build a church for them. How did it go? And just see. And I think you'll be... I can tell you this. I know what they're going to say. That it was done on time, it was done on budget, and they got great relationships, and they say their project, everything was great.
My favorite Trail story is them covering everything up and moving things for the funeral. It was a funeral, I believe.
Yeah.
And then they put it all back after things are done. That's really nice. That's
who they are, though. Yeah. It was an unfortunate, shocking funeral. They were remodeling this church. It was muddy because it rained the day before. They did everything. They found out that the funeral was coming. They covered everything. Put everything back together, and then went back and did their work later. No cost, by the way. Didn't add any cost to it. They just didn't want the grieving family to have to go through mud in order to
construction zone.
Right, construction to do all that. That's who Trail is. TRE HEL.com 800-319-7006. Hey, since that was second segment, take it to a second segment break.
Listen, we will come back for a third segment, the last segment of the final hour. We'll try to get Mickey in a better mood. We appreciate you joining us. And we will see you after the break.
Hey guys, Kelly Gramlich here. I am very excited to announce that I will be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Gramlich Show will debut on Saturday, May 5th at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis, plus exciting interviews with special guests. The Kelly Gramlich Show, every Saturday at 10 a.m., brought to you by Engineered Sleep, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. With payments as low as $268 a month and zero down, get a 2018 EcoSport S with power equipment and sink, sale priced at only $18,999. You heard right. As low as $268 a month. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford, the upstate's only Ford President's Award winner in 2017. 4% APR for 84 months with approved credit. Price includes rebates. Offer valid through July 9th.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096. Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals, no residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Join Out of Bounds at 6 Mile's newest restaurant, 6 Mile Cafe, on May 4th from 12 to 3 p.m. for their grand opening celebration. Win door prizes and try their delicious menu items. 2510 Wahala Highway in Pickens. See you there.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Let me get William. He's been hanging on forever over in the state of Georgia. 654 Roy. William, you're a patient soul, man. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. How y'all?
Man, we're great. Hope you are, too.
I'm gonna agree with you this morning on something. Zach's probably going to sit over there and say, or something, but I think a movie that has a real meaning behind it, I mean, just like Casino and all that, I think they were great movies. Goodfellas was a great movie. Yeah. You know, something that's real. I watch a lot of documentaries. I watch a lot of the History Channel, a lot of Discovery Channel. You know, I like to watch real stuff. But anyway, the reason I called is, you see those draft picks last night? There was last-minute commitments last night that finally decided where they wanted to go. You know, one guy was Auburn, and one guy was Alabama, and one guy was Texas. We didn't get any of them.
Right.
Your school and my school will be the ones. I don't know. I know that number one guy, it was the number one linebacker.
Yes.
He went to Auburn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Owen Papo.
But anyway.
Yeah.
You what? I'm sorry.
Owen Papo. Papo is his name. He is a 5-star guy that always was Georgia. But now here's the thing. He says that he's not done with visits, and Georgia will be right in the middle of it when it's all said and done.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I just wondered if you saw that. Y'all have a good day. We'll talk to you later.
I appreciate the phone call. We've opened up a can of worms, and you did this in the second segment, and I get it. Well, I don't like these hypotheticals or these when we don't do apples to apples. I don't like this at all. Texture says, I don't know who this is, Texture. See if we can see on this. Texture says, you know, I always say I'm never going to read anything unless you put your name on, that's fine. Mickey, you can't use the argument you don't want to give today's players something that Tony Dorsett and players of the past never got. Dorsett was never in a $50 million football complex playing putt-putt and Xbox, then taking a stipend debit card down to Chick-fil-A and load up on sandwiches. I'm not saying I don't agree with your stance, but that she was wrong in arguing today because players already have light years more than what those guys had. Yeah, but see, that's not apples to apples. A fifth year of eligibility playing and breaking records and the experience and all this kind of, that's different than Xbox. Yeah, Tony Dorsett was playing Pong on his Atari. I can't help that. Are we going to say, well, Tony Dorsett, you know what? Tony Dorsett probably got a car and these guys aren't getting a car, hopefully. I don't know that.
Come on.
What?
They're not getting a car?
No. Not like those days.
Well.
No.
Well.
I mean, you could argue that all day. Whatever. You're cheating if you're doing it. My point is like, well, back then they had to go to their other dining hall compared to, that's not apples to apples. A fifth year of eligibility is not the difference in, well, today they get to play putt-putt. You know, that's not apples to apples. I'm not gonna get into that. Another one. Here's another one. How many games did Babe Ruth play in a season compared to Mickey Mantle's days? Well, Mantle played more games. But again, I can't help that either. It's not like, here's what we're doing. We're giving Mickey Mantle more outs or more strikes. Now it's got to be four strikes rather than three. That's different than 162 games compared to 150. See what I'm saying? Well, we have a little asterisk in there for Mantle's days, or, you know, compared to Ruth did it so many games. I get that. I don't want to go back to that, but that's different than saying a fifth year of eligibility. Here's another one. This is from Clemson Brad. He says, and once you get into a transfer, you get intentions, but then you get the real world stuff happening. Clemson Brad says, I don't know why this has never been brought up, but why not allow transfers to play right away the next year, but put a cap on the number that can transfer and the application deadline and the max number per school? Here's the problem with that, Clemson Brad. How are you going to put a cap on the number per school? What's your number? Give me a number, Zach. College football Division I, what's the most number of transfers you can leave out, that can leave or can leave your program?
In a season?
Yeah.
Let's say five.
Okay. Let's say five on the first five that file,
mm-hmm.
and you want to transfer, and they said you can't transfer because you weren't one of the first five. How you gonna justify that? You know what I'm saying? I can't do that. He says make it within the window of deadline, then people have to sit out next year if you transfer. I don't know. Just because there are five guys who are a little more eager than me, they get to not sit out, but they get their transfer papers in 1 minute before I do, so now I have to sit out and they don't. I don't know. Make it all simple. Here's the thing, Zach. I sat on a committee one time, and we went over these things, and we're sitting about talking about rules. And said, well, we need this rule about this, and this rule about this, and this rule about this. And I said, whoa. Here's the hard part. The more rules you have, the more you got to follow all these and legislate all these and make sure that everybody's doing them all. This is simple.
Laws and bylaws.
Bylaws, smylaws. This is simple, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24, Tonto, Jackalay. Just make it five to play five. And I don't care if you transfer. I don't care if you medical hardship, redshirt, do play, don't play. Now we got all these rules about, now we're going to say, well, you can play up to four games and it had to be four the first game. Now they're saying, well, you can play any four games. Now they're saying that if we get a medical hardship and if you get hurt twice, we'll give you 50. We're making this way too complicated.
That's what we do.
Five to play five. That's it.
That's what we do.
Right.
As a people.
Right.
We make things too complicated.
We over-legislate.
This is, you relate these things to your dad. My family is in a hunting club back home. At the beginning, if you stocked, you hunted. If you cleaned up the property, you hunted. If you came to a meeting a year and paid your dues, you hunted. And then they introduced bylaws, and there's all these different things. And you got to follow this X, Y, and Z. And now it's so political and bullcrap that we're done. We're getting out of this. and something that we once loved and enjoyed doing as a family, or enjoyed, you know, taking it as a family, such as college football, it's becoming annoying.
I'm going to leave you with this. Austin Anderson makes a good point. If you don't put a penalty on transfer and then it becomes free agency, basically people transferring to play just where they want to play, I agree with that. And the other thing is, yeah, you love that. Well, let's talk about freedom. How about this? How about if all four Clemson quarterbacks said, you know what, I think we all want to transfer, and then you got nobody. Then what do you do?
Sure.
Then what do you do? So when it affects your team, you know all the Clemson fans call the show saying, I hate the transfer rules, man. I hate the transfer rules. You get all the transfers into your program, Clemson basketball, you go, I love the transfer rules, man. I love the transfer rules. You can't have wild, wild west free agency. You can't have – it affects roster management. You can't do it. Just give them five to play five, and if you want to go do whatever, blah, blah. Just, you got five to play five. You want to transfer, you got to sit out. That's it. Everybody sits out a year. Everybody has five to play five. That's it. If you want to use one of your five to transfer, that's one of your deals, bud. Hour two, and you return right after this.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Hi friends, Mickey Pollard here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at Star Granite Interiors.